T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
David Schuster, reporter for 670 The Score in Chicago, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about you?
I'm doing well. What is the anticipation for Simeon's own Jabari Parker coming back to the Chicago Bulls?
Well, I mean, they're certainly hoping, first of all, that he's healthy, that he can be productive, that he's a young player that can fit into their young nucleus. And it's a one-year, basically, trial for both parties. I mean, it's a two-year contract, but the second year is the team option. So, you know, they had to get to bottom line. They had to get to the floor of the salary cap even to begin with. So they had the money here, in essence, and they're getting a young player. They're taking a flyer, pun intended, on him. And I think it's probably a good gamble, to be honest with you. So it's basically a one-year deal. If he plays well, if he's healthy, if he fits into the nucleus, then I'm sure the second year will be picked up, or maybe even a further long-term extension down the road. But again, it's a good gamble on his part, and it's also a good gamble on the Bulls' part.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Actually, his press conference is here tomorrow, so we'll get a real, a better. I mean, I've known Jabari for a while. I covered him in high school. I actually have some friends who are friends of his. So I've known him for a while. He's a pretty shy kid, but it'll be really interesting. I haven't really seen him over the last year or two now at this juncture. It'll be interesting to see if he's sort of come out of his cocoon and, you know, how open he's going to be. I know he's really happy. Obviously, his family is here in Chicago, all his friends. His father has been ill for quite a while. And so I'm sure it's a good homecoming for him for a lot of reasons.
So my next question then is, if you kind of know some people around him, when he was here and he was on our show, he had said that he really did want to stay in Milwaukee. And you got the sense that he didn't really trust front office management. But I got the sense that he's an old school guy. If you show me respect, I'll show you respect. Do you think that it just got to the point where he just didn't trust management in Milwaukee?
Well, that I can't answer, only because I haven't been around him for the last couple of years. But what I've learned over all my years covering sports is that you say a certain thing one day, and you say a certain thing a different day down the road. And, you know, he might have said all those things, maybe even meant them somewhere back whenever he said those things about Milwaukee. But I do know, again, that he wants to be close to his family. This is a homecoming for him, obviously, with his family and friends and being back here in Chicago. And, I'm sure he's going to exude a lot of happiness tomorrow at his press conference. Being a Bull, I'm sure he'll say, I grew up being a Bulls fan, yada, yada, yada. You know, the standard nonsense, to be honest with you, that you hear at most press conferences. But I can almost promise you that he'll be happy coming home.
You said if he fits into the system, where do you think he fits in?
Well, obviously, he's played both the 3 and the 4, and probably most of his time in the NBA has been at the 4, but the Bulls are really set at the 4 position. Lauri Markkanen is basically your building point at 4 in for the Bulls, and even Bobby Portis is a very, very capable backup. So, you know, he's going to get a real good shot at, you know, as starter at the 3. He's going to be a tall, small forward, obviously. It's the defensive end of the court that's really going to be questioned by a lot of people. And even the coaching staff. I mean, obviously, that's not been a forte of his. The 2 knee surgeries are certainly going to take away a lot of his mobility, and he's going to have to cover a lot of guys who are pretty quick, you know, at the 3 position. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits in on that end of the court. But offensively, I think he'll fit in pretty well. I mean, obviously, he can score off the dribble. He can shoot from the outside. And in Fred Hoiberg's offense, there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunities to shoot from the outside. So that's what's going on with the Bulls.
When you look at where the Bulls are in this rebuilding project, if you want to call it that, at what point do you look at it and say, okay, they're about ready to fly? Because here in Milwaukee, it's been own the future. And everybody thought when Giannis really began to emerge, and Jabari and him were obviously paired up, that they had cornerstones and they would be ready to take off and get out of the first round last year. And they just weren't able to do it. So there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not this organization is going to be able to all of a sudden just take off now that LeBron's out of the East. Where are the Bulls in all of this?
Well, it's definitely a big change from what their thinking was even a year ago. I mean, the Bulls obviously tanked last season. And if you know John Paxson, and I've known him very closely for a long, long time, last year physically, mentally, and emotionally hurt him to do what they did. They were losing games on purpose. There's no other way of putting it. This time around, they are at least taking a step away from the rebuild. Zach LaVine signed that four-year, $78 million contract. Now they're taking a flyer on Jabari Parker. A lot of teams will go and tank for a second or even a third year to try and build up more assets. The Bulls at this juncture are sort of veering away from that. I mean, if Jabari doesn't work out, you know, they can, you know, certainly jettison him. I'm sure there'll be a couple million-dollar buyout or whatever that may be, but they'll still have the money to go after free agents even in next year's offseason. But if he pans out, and hopefully he does for him and the organization's point, then they have a solid nucleus and a young nucleus, and then they still might be able to add on even after that. So, again, I think they've sort of veered away from their quote-unquote rebuild, which is no question that's what they were doing last year. And, you know, again, this is a one-year flyer on Jabari, and how he goes will sort of determine what the organization does at the end of this upcoming season.
Well, the next question, by the way, we're talking with David Schuster, reporter for 670 The Score in Chicago. And my next question, now that Jabari's there, Who's the star? I mean, they ended up paying Zach LaVine. You know, I mean, obviously they have Lopez and Markkanen and Holiday and company. But who is it? Jabari Parker now?
Well, Lopez will be gone, I'm pretty confident in saying, by the trading deadline, or certainly by the end of the upcoming season. And Wendell Carter, who played well for what it's worth, what little it's worth maybe, at the summer Las Vegas League, he will ultimately be the center down the road. Holiday, he might be gone even before the season starts, because right now there doesn't seem to be any minutes for him, and I think they'll get whatever they can for him. Who's the star? I think, honestly, it could be anybody, and maybe that's a good thing. If you have three or four guys who put the ball in the basket, that's never a bad thing as long as they all get together. Lauri Markkanen was a lot better than many people thought that he would be last year. He seems to be right now the building block, but Zach LaVine got paid a lot of money to do a lot of things on the court, and defensively he's sort of a deficit also, but he can put the ball in the basket if he's healthy, and of course Jabari is able to put the ball in the basket. So in answer to your question, sort of a long-windy answer, there's no one real star, there's no alpha dog at this point. Maybe that'll come to the forefront as the games unfold in the beginning of the season, but for right now I can't tell you who that is.
I was going to say, I'm kind of looking at this team, and if Jabari does 17, 18 points a game, gives you 3 to 5 assists, 5, 6, 7 rebounds, he's suddenly your star, isn't he?
Well, I mean, again, right now, to be honest with you, Markkanen can also give you those exact same numbers, maybe even more. Zach LaVine, before he went down with his knee problem in Minnesota, he was averaging 20 points a game. So, again, you got three guys who are capable of scoring around 20 points a game. And like I said, that's never a bad thing, to be honest with you, on a team. Which guy turns out to be the alpha dog in the long run, I can't answer that. Again, I think that'll just be determined in time.
How many years do they have left before the fans go, okay, even this rebuild isn't going to cut it for me?
There's a lot of people who can't stand either John Paxson or Gar Foreman.
Right.
There's been the Gar Paxson thing going on for years and years and years. So, I mean, this is honestly their second, or if not third, rebuild already. So some fans have just totally had it with them. You know, maybe I'm too close to the forest to see the trees on this one. Like I said, I've known John Paxson and have liked him forever and ever. So, you know, he's getting the opportunity to do it again, and we'll just have to see what happens. But I got a feeling this will be his last opportunity, even on his own volition. If it doesn't work this time around, and that'll be another year or two to determine that, then I think he would probably walk away from the organization. That's just the feeling on my part.
David, love listening to your stuff down there in the Score. We certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
My pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Appreciate
now.
It, pal. Talk to you soon. David Schuster, reporter for 670 The Score down in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.